What are your qualifications?
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it!
You had me at hello.
Movie Friday with Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer. Rafer's film critic for Newsday. Kristen is culture producer for The Takeaway. They both host the Movie Date podcast, which you can subscribe to at moviedatepodcast.org. Welcome, guys.
Hi, happy Friday.
Hi, John.
So we begin with the Warm Bodies, a romantic zombie teen comedy. Let's listen to a clip.
What am I doing with my life? I'm so pale. I should get out more. I should eat better. My posture is terrible. I should stand up straighter. People would respect me more if I stood up straighter. What's wrong with me? I just want to connect. Why can't I connect with people? Oh, right. It's because I'm dead.
Great opener there. So Warm Bodies answers the timeless question, you know, Romeo and Juliet is great, but what it really needs is a zombie. Kristen?
Oh, you always need zombies. This is a story that takes place during the zombie apocalypse. The humans are in one side of the world sequestering themselves off, shooting all the zombies. The zombies are off in another part of the world trying to just cope with what they have. And you realize through our protagonist that a lot of the zombies actually are still alive and they can come back to life if their hearts are brought to life through love. Our zombie protagonist falls in love with a girl. And how does that happen? He kidnaps her and forces her to love him.
All right. So Rafer Guzman, I didn't know that zombies, in fact, are misunderstood, alienated hipsters.
Yeah, I actually sort of like that idea. You know, it's kind of a good metaphor for being being this sort of loner, alienated. Although I kind of think once you get past the idea of the emo zombie in the hoodie, there's not a lot of to use another zombie metaphor, there's not a lot of meat on the bone to this movie. There's some comedy, there's some romance, but there's not that much else going on. And for a horror comedy, It's a little toothless, I thought.
It's written by the same writer who wrote 50-50. Were you surprised? Good? What do you think?
You know what? I know I mentioned earlier they have the kidnapping premise with the love story. I always have a problem with that. There are some other problems with the movie, but Rafer, you're wrong. This movie has a heart that beats in it, and I actually really ended up loving this movie.
Rafer, you want to comment?
I should mention it's the same director. I don't think it's the same writer. And I do like that director. And I think he's got a really nice he knows how to bring youth to the screen in a nice way. But this one just didn't grab me for some reason. It seemed a little light, not a lot happening. I didn't get that much into the characters.
All right. Well, maybe this will grab you, Rafer.
They hurt you.
No, not yet.
You got a good looking girl.
Got a few ideas what I'd like to do with her.
Touch her and I'll kill you with a rock.
This is simple. We think you have something we want. A flash drive. Looks like I have something you want.
Okay. Don't hurt her.
The nursing home of aging male action figure stars parades across the screen once again. This is Bullet to the Head, Sylvester Stallone. Rafer, what do you think?
I actually, surprisingly enough, after having hated the Schwarzenegger comeback, The Last Stand, I actually really loved this movie. It's Stallone and Walter Hill, the director who did 48 Hours, Streets of Fire, The Warriors. You know, the 80s are back. It's neon. It's a blues rock soundtrack. The streets are wetted down, so the headlights glisten off the pavement. I loved every minute of it. I really enjoyed it.
Kristen?
This movie is ridiculous. You have Sylvester Stallone, and instead of having a black-white kind of mismatched team, you have an Asian cop with him. Lots of jokes about fortune cookies and Eastern philosophy. It's corny, and it's awful. The violence is over the top. The premise is just thin and terrible, and yet, if you really love a bad movie, this is an excellent bad movie if you love a good bad movie.
Oh, so it gets a Rotten Tomato thumbs up. We're not supposed to use that term from you. Uh-huh. All right. Well, Kristen and Rafer, we're getting ready for an exciting surprise that you guys have for us a little later on this month, yes?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Both host the Movie Date podcast. Thanks so much, guys. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, John.
You too. Once you get past the idea of the emo zombie in the hoodie, there's not a lot of, to use another zombie metaphor, there's not a lot of meat on the bone to this movie.